there are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie.
There are certain hallmarks of October, the ones we look forward to every year. Sweater weather, leaves changing colors, pumpkin spice lattes, and for some, scary movies. Whether a psychological thriller or a straight-up slasher, scary movies are a classic way to get into the Halloween spirit. But they're not for everyone. I asked my friends and some of the WNUR news team what they thought.
I don't like scary movies. I don't really like to make myself scared in my free time. But I do love fall movies, so I'll watch like things that have fall vibes, like Fantastic Mr. Fox.
You're acting all skittish. Don't worry, I've been stealing birds for a living since before I could trot.
Or I really like When Harry Met Sally. And I just find those a lot more entertaining than something that will give me nightmares.
That's my friend Jane with some incredible fall movie recommendations. Her stance on scary movies seems to be a common one, though. They're too stressful.
I think my particular problem is that I do enjoy the movie, but the stress and the ideas are planted as seeds in my imagination. And so later on, it's suggested to me by my subconscious, you know, hey, you know what we haven't thought about in a while? Monsters.
That's my mom, Susan, who can't do anything scary. Present adrenaline doesn't seem to be worth future anxiety.
Hi, I'm Maria, and my favorite scary movie would probably have to be Scream.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I feel like, one, it's just a classic, and two, it's one of the few scary movies that I can stand, so I really love it.
Like Maria, WNUR News' Helen Bradshaw can only stand a few scary movies.
I have seen maybe 3 scary movies in my life. I like a lot of thriller movies, like 10 Cloverfield Lane and things like that, but what I really like is American Horror Story TV show.
Any last words?
I don't know why I can't do horror movies, but I can do that.
Helen and Maria's answers bring up a question that I had too. Why is some horror content manageable and some isn't? I've historically shied away from horror movies for some of the same reasons as my friends. They're stressful, and sometimes they're just gross. Yet I eat up true crime series like BuzzFeed Unsolved.
This week on the season premiere of BuzzFeed Unsolved, we take a look at
and even psychological thrillers like The Silence of the Lambs.
Closer, please. Closer.
What gives? According to a researcher quoted in the New York Times, people only enjoy horror when they know there's no real danger. That's why watching a scary movie with friends is fun, but watching one home alone can freak you out. Horror fans may also be thrill seekers. They're looking for that jolt of adrenaline. But weirdly, some people more prone to anxiety love horror movies too, perhaps because it gives them a different target for their nervousness. And horror can help people feel more prepared for scary situations. A 2020 study published by researchers at the Recreational Fear Lab in Denmark showed that horror fans reported coping better with the developing COVID-19 pandemic than people who didn't watch horror movies. So this Halloween, maybe fire up a scary movie and see how you feel. Just remember to return your videotapes. For WNUR News, I'm Allison Brown.